We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Slacker and Steve on demand.
I'm not real comfortable with what we're about to talk about, but we have to. We want to know what you found in your food.
Yeah, yay! Found in food.
Yeah, if you found something
crazy.
Here's we found the story that the FDA allows five gross things in our food just naturally. So if you were to find any of these things, you could still call us and tell us your story, but the FDA would be like, so what?
Yeah, it's acceptable. Yeah, we allow this.
Mites in frozen broccoli.
Little mites, yeah.
There can be up to 60 mites per 100 grams of broccoli. Jeez. Without breaking the law. 100 grams is about 3.5 ounces of broccoli. So there could be 100 or 60 mites in there.
But you continue to eat your broccoli, so you guys bring it on yourself.
Let's be honest, Steve.
What's that?
I don't think broccoli's ever passed through those lips.
Yeah, is that the one that looks like a brain?
Sort of. It looks okay. Like a tree. Like the white one is cauliflower. That looks like a brain.
I get that confused.
Yes. What? People, you understand that I'm not talking to an 11-year-old boy. Okay. I'm talking to a grown-ass man.
There is
who
that.
Doesn't know what broccoli looks
I
like.
I really don't. It's the one that makes my pee stink.
That's asparagus.
See, just,
maggot.
Yeah, I was waiting for maggots in the food.
Yeah, maybe
Slacker
we're not.
Loves
we're changing
maggots.
Our mind. Let's do something else. Let's do something other than found in food.
Maggots.
You can have maggots in your maraschino cherries. How do you say do you say maraschino or maraschino?
I always say maraschino, which is because you put them in your booze, so you should know which one.
I use the real ones, though. The stupid bright red ones that you buy at the grocery store, no. I buy like Luxardo. They're like, yes, are very purple. Yes.
Yeah.
There's Luxardo, and then there's some other one that in a blue and white bottle that's like.
Is it maraschino?
I don't know. You can have maggots in your maraschino cherries. 5% is the cutoff, though, so.
That's a lot of maggots.
So you could still get a jar of cherries that has 4% maggots in it.
Now, you hate maggots.
But
you love the maraschino.
No, I'm wondering how many people out there are like, Slugger's weird for hating maggots. Maggot hater. If you're out there thinking that, we'll talk to you first.
You loathe maggots.
I loathe me some maggot action. Here's the problem. Maraschino cherries, maraschino, whatever. Yeah. They have a very thick sauce on them, you know, the syrupy thing.
Yeah.
So I don't know that you'd notice the maggot because it'd be purple.
Great. You're right. You wouldn't even see it as
you would just think
it
was a broken piece of.
Okay.
Yeah. So.
Yeah.
Don't order the Manhattan at Slacker's house.
Right.
Rodent hairs in cinnamon.
Cinnamon?
Every 50 grams of cinnamon can have up to 11 hairs in it. As allowed by the Federal Food and Drug Administration.
Rat hair. Acceptable.
Rat hair. 11 hairs.
11, though.
FDA is like, yep.
Not 10.
Looks
not
like you got 11 hairs in here. You're good. Oh, there's a 12th there. Yep. We're closing the factory down.
Okay.
So they've clearly got someone on quality control on the line going.
11.
Yep. Nope. Get that 12th hair out of there. Send it on. That's, sand in your raisins. See, I'll eat sand all day compared to maggots or hair.
Yeah, I will too. That's a good one.
There could be 40 milligrams of sand.
In which food?
Raisins.
In raisins?
You seem like you'd eat raisins.
I hate them in cookies, but I can tolerate. I like the grape. I can do green seedless grapes.
You ate them in cookies because it fools you, right?
Yeah, I thought they were chocolate chips. Yeah, took a big bite and they're like fruit.
Yeah, I hate that too.
Like, get it out of here.
I love oatmeal raisin cookies. I think they're awesome, but only if I know I'm about to eat it.
Thank you.
There's nothing worse. And what was it? Was it a potato salad or an egg salad that tricked you one
potato
time?
Potato salad. I thought it was egg salad. I took a huge bite of potato salad. I think it was egg salad. It just duped me.
When your brain is 100%
you're
set
right.
And you're like, it's like you grab a Dr. Pepper and you're like, yay. And you put it in your mouth and it's any of the, it's root beer or whatever. And your brain was like,
what the heck?
Finally, mammalian excreta. In your ginger.
What the hell is that?
Mammalian.
Excretion?
Yeah, excreta.
Poop.
It's rat poop.
Rat poop in my what?
Every pound of ginger is allowed to have up to 3 milligrams of mammalian excreta.
Luckily, the only time I eat ginger is in a Maker's Mark drink.
So. Yeah, that would a Maker's of ginger hold the mammalian excreta.
Exactly. Come to the side.
Can I get that on a Big Rock? If you guys want to go to a bar with us later, it could be really fun. Because I'm going to order up.
Excreta.
Can I get some frozen broccoli? Hold the mites as well. I like to top it with a little cinnamon, but I don't like a lot of hair in mine. So I don't want any of that McCormick's crap.
Hey, you're shilling.
Shilling cinnamon has 11 hairs per. We have a story of somebody who says they found, can you do this one?
Serrated.
I say serrated. Somebody found a knife with the ridges on it in a Subway sandwich.
Whoa.
It was baked into the loaf of bread. Whoa. A 6-inch. Is it serrated or serrated?
We looked it up. It's serrated.
Serrated, yeah. Not serrated. No. I've been saying it wrong my entire life. You think people are laughing at me?
Yeah.
When I'm like, well, I got to grab a serrated knife. I got to cut the crust
off. Judging, definitely.
I use a serrated knife to like cut my turkey.
You should try a serrated knife because I guess it works a lot.
I just, like, Thanksgiving dinner, I'm like literally standing there going, doesn't this serrate? And like everybody's like, no wonder everybody's like, did you graduate? I'm an idiot. Okay. Serrated. Got it. So they found it in a 6-inch. Doesn't say what it was. I'm going to go BMT.
Oh, I was going to the cold cut combo.
That's another really fun story that not everybody knows about, Steve.
It's all turkey-based meat.
And it changed his life.
I used to eat nothing but.
He was like, man, they have the best salami over there. It's turkey. Because Steve is a guy who is mad at me for letting my kids have turkey hot dogs. He's like, I want them to have a real thing. And I'm like, guess what, Steve? If I could trick you, and he's like, you'd never be able to. I don't know why I keep doing this voice today. He's told me, I'll never be able to trick him.
Yeah, you can't. I'll know in a heartbeat.
An entire chain tricked you for like 10 years.
Yeah, I was like young though.
Wasn't refined yet, Stacker.
The line was so long, I finally read the words on their message board.
It had the tiny little print.
Yes! All our meat's turkey based! I'm like, son of a...
So Steve's found in food story also involves Subway. Yeah. He found poultry in his BMT. What? All right, we've got a ton more stories, but we'd rather hear yours. Worms and cakes and spiders and grapes.
Maggots.
No maggots.
Maggots.
What did you find in your food? Kimberly?
Yay.
Yay. What did you find in your food?
I was at the grocery store. I was in the produce section. I grabbed lettuce. Scanned it and everything, and there was a ladybug.
Oh.
To make a wish?
Is that a thing?
Yeah.
It was dead, so I didn't think it worked for him.
You still make a wish. You just fling it and pretend it's flying.
There you
fly away, ladybug!
Off of my head of lettuce.
Off of my lettuce! I'm going to say this. That wouldn't bug me.
Yeah, that's nuts.
I meant no pun by that, but that would not bother me on that.
Because you'll just rinse it off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because bugs have been on your lettuce. Right?
I mean, it was like squished dead.
Smeared all over.
Yeah, you're right. Now that it's a squished, no, I still don't have a problem with it. Is that weird?
I bet you it wasn't iceberg lettuce. That never happens with iceberg lettuce, where you get all that stuff. That's why you should eat
iceberg.
You mean,
iceberg. Again, the least healthy thing you could possibly?
Do iceberg. Never happens.
Yep. Yeah, it'd be hard to get in.
Ladybugs don't like iceberg.
It was iceberg lettuce.
Oh, burn! No more wedge for Steve! Thank you for the call, Kimberly.
Damn it, Kimberly!
It's got to be bigger than a ladybug, man. That's not going to... I'm sorry.
Oh, my
God, there's a thing that helps keep... Right, Yasmin?
Yay.
Found in food.
Pubic hair.
Oh, just on any...
Everything?
What was your food?
Chinese
a hot dog?
Food.
Sausage?
Okay, all right.
Yeah.
It was at the 99-cent scoop Chinese food.
Yeah. Can I just say I've never eaten one of those places because I don't feel comfortable having them say, go crazy, we just charge you by the scoop.
Okay.
I don't know. I want you to set an exorbitant meal price. And then it's $14.99 for this little Szechuan. I'm like, cool, I'll pay that. But it's like, how many scoops you want? It's like, nope, I'm out.
What? That's fun.
That means you just got a bunch prepared.
Yeah.
And you're just scooping it. No. Yes. Uh-uh. So which was the, what was it in?
It was in Thornton.
Nope. I was. I think I could have guessed that.
No mystery.
I was getting really more. Was it in the chicken fried rice? Or I don't really think we want to know. By the way, I'm allowed to talk crap about Thornton because I lived there.
That is true.
So, Brett.
Yeah.
What'd you find in food?
Last time I was there at Casa Bonita, there my food came out and there was a cockroach swimming in my cheese.
It's like a country song.
I think we didn't make it clear up front.
Oh,
the Casa Bonita stories don't count because that's supposed to be there.
Okay, the cockroach swimming in my cheese.
It's. I mean, are you telling me that like they're known for their awesome food and lack of animals in it?
Nope.
Absolutely not.
Yeah. Did you complain? No. Did you get free stuff? Get closer to the cliff divers? What'd you get to do?
Well, yeah, we got our meal comped. It was we were raising so much hell on the front end. They were trying to separate us and trying to keep us out of the crowd because.
How big was the cockroach?
Oh, it was one of your big ones. I mean, it wasn't like your little standard cockroach. It was
one of the
full on.
It made it through
almost inch long.
Other side of the cheese.
Yeah, what stroke was it doing?
Breaststroke, buddy. Breaststroke.
Was it actually alive still?
Oh, yeah. No, it was crawling around
I definitely have a problem with that.
Yeah.
In hot cheese.
Yeah.
That's not good. Thank you, Brett.
Yeah.
Kind of wish he hadn't said the name of the restaurant.
Well.
All right, Stacia.
Yeah, guys.
Yeah. Yay. Found in food.
So I found two things. One was I was opening a bag of chips and I tear from a corner instead of the whole middle. Mm-hmm. Stuck my hand into a massive spider webs.
What?
Oh, yeah,
the heck?
Yeah, luckily the spider was dead. At least I assume so because I freaked out and threw it across the room. So, and then the other was I was cracking eggs and out came a baby chicken.
No,
it wasn't alive.
Oh no, it was not alive.
Yeah, no, I. You know what? Worse.
You're supposed to candle those to make sure that doesn't happen.
Candle them. Yes, we all, just before we put our eggs on, Steve.
You should light the candle.
I got my tea light going.
Yes,
I had a friend. Who got a dozen eggs
and
every damn one of them. Yes.
No.
Yes. And she just kept cracking. It's like, look. Because she actually shot a video. She's like, there's no way. Like, when she was like 3 or 4 in, she shot a video. And I was like, sure as crap.
That's why I candle mine before I eat.
Oh, my God. Stacia, so you've given up eggs and and chips. Thank you for the call.
Wow.
I would not be good with that.
The spider webs?
Oh, in your bag. It's like, it's an unmistakable feeling. Carrie?
Yay.
Found in food.
Okay, so my husband, we were out to dinner, and he put a big bite of mashed potatoes in his mouth, and there was a thumbtack in it, like a pushpin from a bulletin board.
Oh, like, I bet you they were real potatoes. Like that doesn't happen to Instant Potatoes.
Oh, my God. It only happens to Instant Potatoes.
Real potatoes.
So did it stab him?
No, amazingly, it did not. And he didn't swallow it or anything, but...
Did he put it back on the bulletin board where it's supposed to go?
Sorry, yeah, your calendar's a little askew. I've got the other thing there. You're welcome.
Slacker and Steve.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.